coming up next, we have Dr. Sonia Stribling. Now, I have just been introduced to her, but what I've read and what I've seen, you guys are going to be blown away. But you're also going to realize you got to have your story and you got to have your journey. And she's going to talk to you about what that means and what her story is. So let's welcome her to the set. Hey, doctor, how are you?
I'm doing great, Teresa. Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited. I've heard a lot of great things about you and what you do. So I got to say thank you so much.
Ooh, I'm excited now.
Yes, for sure.
Don't believe everything you hear. No, I'm kidding. I thank you for the last minute. I mean, truly last minute. You agreed to come on and I know your time is tight, but I just want people to be able to see what I've read. Can you just share a little bit about your story, your practice, and exactly what it is that you do?
Wow. So where do I start? Let's just start with first, I'm a U.S. Army retired major combat veteran. I served my country for 21 years and I've been in Iraq was one of those foreign lands that I spent about 15 months there. I'm the mother of three kids. I have three grown children. 21, 26, and 34. I had my first child when I was 15 years old. And so I stand before you as a statistic, as they say. So don't always let those stats fool you because you can still become someone and really pave the way for others. To go back, I would say probably 5 years ago, if I may, Teresa, just to kind of paint a picture of TG.
Yes, please.
A picture of five years ago, I found myself in a place after retiring from the military because no one really had that conversation of what do you do when you grow up? Mm-hmm. Like when you retire from the military, you've been leading this, you know, leading men and women into battle and just in as far as being in the military. And I found myself in a very depressed place. And when I say depressed, where I was really in a place where I wanted to take my own life because I was dealing with coming back from Iraq a couple of years prior and going through a horrendous divorce after being married 18 years. So it was a bit much to try to handle. But I am a woman of faith. So I did make it through and I just decided I was going to help other women. Reflecting on having a child at 15, being raped and left for dead at 17, joining the military, going playing college ball, just one thing after another. So my world was spiraling, out of control. I can't even talk now, but it's just really getting to a place where I just wanted more. And so although, you know, those things you read about me, it didn't start there. I didn't wake up like this. I know Beyonce says that, but I did.
She said, I'm not Beyonce.
Yes, exactly.
I'm not Beyonce. I know there's someone out there who also had a child young that is feeling stuck in their job, or maybe they just recently got laid off from their job and they feel like there are no doors open.
Yes.
You know, they're not going to join the military right now because you can't even leave the country. So I don't even know if the military is recruiting because where are they sending you?
You know?
They always are. I'm prior Navy. I'm going to forgive you about the Army, but I'm prior Navy. We'll have that conversation later. We're a Navy house.
Yes, for sure. Okay.
But what would you tell someone who's sitting here watching right now and you may just be the light they need to realize there are doors and windows still open?
Wow, that is a great statement. And I'm so glad you brought that up. And what I would say to that person that is watching me right now that thinks that there's no doors, there's nothing you can do, you got laid off, COVID did this, COVID did that. And but I want to share with you that although, and I hear it all the time, but Dr. Song, you have a PhD, that PhD didn't help me get here. And it was more of, I thought it was going to help me make millions. I really did. If I go to school, get another degree, I'll be able to do this after going through all of that. And I quickly realized that that wasn't it, that I had something and all of us have something. So I'm saying to that person that is listening, there's something on the inside of you that you've overlooked that you can use. And that's exactly what I did. I just start using the things or start sharing my life experience and my knowledge, Teresa, with other people and showing them how they get through. At the beginning, it was helping women get through the process of divorce. I made my first million in the area of relationships in a year. And so the person that is listening now, I want to talk to you about something I would say COVID proof. Can I use that word?
Yes. People want to hear it. It made me sit up straight. Go ahead.
COVID proof is just like what you're doing now. There's probably somebody watching you like, how can I do what Teresa? She's amazing. How can I do what she does? And so Teresa would just sit and it's like, hey, this is what I had to go through. And you would help someone else go skip through the red tape and oh, don't step there. Don't step there, Karen. Don't step there, Michael. You would tell them how to go through the process because you yourself went through it. Yes. That's the only thing that I started doing. And so one day some woman, Teresa said, I was at a speaking event and I was talking about my book, The Divorce That Saved My Life. I'm traveling the world speaking about relationships. And a smart woman one day tapped me on my shoulder. She said, my relationship, my marriage is great. I want you to show me to do what you do. I'm like, what am I doing? She said, I want you to show me how do you build your coaching business. And so I spent the last 4 or 5 years doing something that I was just doing to help others. Didn't even think that this was a multi-million dollar business. And I know sometimes people get bothered when I say that, but there's something in your hands that you can do that you know more about, that you brush it off like, oh, it's no big deal. But people mm-hmm. ask you questions all the time. Mm-hmm. And so the biggest thing I would tell someone that is listening, don't overlook the things that you know. This is not about going to get another degree. This is not about the lack of a degree that you have. This is about the life experience and the knowledge that you have to be able to do what you need to do to change a legacy and to help others get to their next level.
Let's talk about, let's shift gears. As my mm-hmm. business partner would say, you know, turn signal on, we're changing lanes.
Okay.
Let's talk about people that know they have greatness within them. They've mm-hmm. heard it over and over again. They feel it since the moment they were born, but mm-hmm. they've had issues happen to them. Maybe they were a combat veteran mm-hmm. and there's mm-hmm. issues that happen over there that they may not be sleeping so well at night mm-hmm. right now, mm-hmm. or they've had children young, or they dropped out of school, right. you know, and they're going, I can't share my story, Dr. Sonia. Mm-hmm. I'm ashamed of my story. I don't want people to know that I'm, you know, I have PTSD. I don't want right. people to know that I had a child when I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. You know, what would you tell them?
The biggest thing I would share with them in order for you to do this, and I'll be very transparent myself because I share a lot of my life journey with people. And I too started that same way. I don't want people to know they're going to judge me. What if they do this? What about my ex? What about my family? And I would say to you right now, it is really time for you to be your true authentic self. And what does that look like? It looks like you. What is your truth? There's so many people that are out there, I would say, perpetrating a fraud, trying to be someone that they're not. How about mm-hmm. you be different from them? How about you share your truth? And the clients that I even work with right now, Teresa, they're like, well, Dr. Sonia, same question. I don't want to share everything. Well, don't. Do the high level. How did I just share with you the high level? I hit 4 points of the things that happened to me. Oh, trust me, there's more. I wasn't graphic. I didn't hurt anyone. That was just my truth. And so what I would share with them is honestly start thinking about what is it that you need to release that is going to help you be a better person. And honestly, the journey is about who do you become along the way. And I truly believe that that journey begins when you start getting to a place where you can share who you are at a high level, not high level, but not all the details. It starts there.
People are watching and they're going, well, of course, Dr. Sonia can say that. She's been through it. You know, yeah. she's had it. She's done it. But yeah. we all get up every day and we have to get this day started. And I know for a fact I can say mm-hmm. it. I have fears. Yes. You know, I might turn on this camera or produce a show or publish a magazine or whatever mm-hmm. it is that, you know, my business partners don't grab me by the ponytail and say, what we're doing, what, yeah, yeah. you know, but I mm-hmm. still have fears. Do you still have fears? And how do you address those fears?
Absolutely. I'm still human. Absolutely. I have fears. But what I've learned how to do over the years is turn the fear, not you know, what most people, I would say 90%, 98% of the population use their fears when they come, they're stagnant. They stop. They don't move. It's just like a brick wall. Mm-hmm. But the other 2%, and I just wanted to be like the top 2% because it's very, the air is thin. Mm-hmm. And you know that for sure, Teresa, the air is thin where you are. Because mm-hmm. there's not a lot of people that are going to take make those sacrifices that you made to get here. If we pull back the layer and found out what you had to do to get to where you are, you had all these fears, but you still made it. Like, what? We still have those fears, but it's all about, do I use those fears to catapult me to the next level or do I stop? I would say, let it take you to the next level. That's what I do. I have them every single day, but I don't let it stop me. I let it push me to the next level.
Now, you're a person, doctor, that has stood on stages, you've written books, you've won mm-hmm. awards, you've got a mm-hmm. very successful business, mm-hmm. and you have passions.
Yes.
Are you living your passion every day?
Every day. When I tell you that I can remember one day speaking and I said, I will be on television. Now, did I believe it in my heart of hearts? I did, but I went straight to the mothership. I went straight to Bravo Television. I was on social media. I did it there. And someone called one day. It's like, hey, would you like to have your own show on Bravo? Was I nervous about that? Yes. So my passions are truly, it's all about manifesting what you are. I'm no different than anybody else out there. No different. I am actually you. I'm just maybe you a couple of years, a couple of steps ahead. And I decided not to stop. I decided, you know, just let's do this. Divorce, all these things people say, you still have haters, but you just get to a place where you're like, you know, if I want this, go get it. It's out there. It is not holding, and it's not about race. It's not about gender. It's not about all of those things. It is simply, if you want it, go get it. And don't let anything or anybody stop you from really getting to that place. So yes, the passion, watching things manifest before, I almost, every time I think about that, Teresa, I want to cry, because I remember being broke, busted, and disgusted. I remember saying I didn't want to be another broke Christian. That was just my thought. And this is not against anybody. I didn't want to do that because I watched things happen. I was like, okay, I want to be different. How can I be different? Well, not knowing, be careful what you ask for.
Okay? Yeah, definitely.
And things begin to happen. And I was like, okay, I want this. I want that. And I truly believe whatever I say, I shall have, because of who I belong to and who I am and what I've been called to do.
You know, my mother always told me that practice don't make perfect, child. Practice makes you better. You
exactly. know?
So if you people really believe the higher you rise on the ladder, yes. the closer you get to perfection. So would you consider your life perfect right now?
Absolutely. I'm not even gonna let, can I interrupt before you finish? Absolutely not. I still have life still happens. I have grown children. They still do stuff. There's still things that are needed to be done. And I will be honest. I thought, oh, the more I climb this ladder, the more I get closer to success, the more I achieve my goals, life is just going to be perfect. No, but one thing that has happened, I have freedom. I will exchange freedom for perfection any day, because I just get to be me. There's no pretending. Oh, life is just great. Life really is great. It's not perfect, but it is happening in a way that I really, really wanted it to happen. Could there be some better days? Absolutely. But I just decided it's better above ground than below. Number one. and number two is you get to decide what type of life you have. That in itself, when you get to decide and nobody else gets to decide, not COVID, not president, not a pandemic. When you get to decide the life you have, that's called freedom. Forget the perfection. Give me freedom and give me wisdom.
You've mastered, you know, teaching one to many, but there's that one out there that says, I got to sit with her. I want her to be my coach. I have to, you know, learn everything about her, but I want to be in that room. Is that possible?
Absolutely. Okay. But you know what? I'll be honest, Teresa, as I begin to grow, what I love about what I do in my business is I get to pick and choose who I work with. Mm-hmm. And my goal, and I remember hearing it as I was building this, because it wasn't the easiest thing, but it was the most rewarding. And I said, Lord, I just want to be able, one, to go to work at 12 and get off at 1. That was my goal. 1 hour.
Okay. I'm with that.
For sure. But it was like, the other goal was I want to be able to work with women that I've been called to serve, right? Not the ones that are pretending, not the ones, oh, I really want to, you know, I want to try it. This is not a try type of world. This is what I want to do. I want to be decisive. I'm decisive and I'm committed. I'm coachable and I'm resourceful. Those are the women that I select it's hands down. Anything other than that, no ma'am, no ham, no turkey. I want to work with those who are really, because we have a calling in our life. And when we want to do something, we let nothing stop us. So yes, I've worked with some of the most amazing women globally. I've spent time in Australia, New Zealand, in Canada, and London, and places. But so great about what I call the kitchen table CEO, you get to do it from the comforts of your home. Mm-hmm. And so there's no, oh, I got to go here. No, I don't. Business tripled during the pandemic. And I was at home more than I've ever been in my life. And so again, it's just, I get to work with who I get to pick and choose, whether you want to be a Toyota or a Bentley. I chose being a Bentley, not because it's high end, but because those who seek out a Bentley want that vehicle. not because they just have to have it or they need it. They just want it.
I love it. I love it. We had, this is our first meeting. This is the first chance I've had to speak with you. I wish we had more time. Yeah. I would love for you to come back and be on Expert Talk and do a full session if you wouldn't mind doing that. Would you please share how they get in touch with you, your, you know, where they find your books, where they find your programs, anything you want to share?
Yeah, very briefly, I have a new book coming out. And if I may, it's called No More Damn Excuses, right? It is for women entrepreneurs and business owners, not making any excuses. So I walk them through the process of really getting to that 6 and 7 figure level of success. They can go and follow me on all social media platforms at I Am Dr. Sonia, and I spell my name with a J. There's also a free gift out there. You can go drsoniafreegift.com, and it's the 21 highly effective habits of women winning in life and in business. And the books, of course, are out on Amazon. So just follow me on all social media platforms. And if you really want to have that conversation, go get the free gift. As I tell folks, stop and chicken hawk me. And then one day I guarantee you and I will come face to face at the door, making the crossroads of I want this or Dr. Sonia, I don't. And I thank you so much, Teresa, for allowing me to be here to serve your people. And I wish you the very best in everything that you do.
I thank you so much. And remember this face, because I'm about to be that stalking hawk. And as soon as this is over, I'm sending you a message going, when can you be on? It's going to be awesome. I thank you so much for your time. Thank you for stopping by. And I hope you have a great rest of your day and a great rest of the week. Thank you so much, doctor.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.